I just learned, I'm not even kidding, I just learned like 2 years ago, San Francisco is not an island. I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Anthony, Blake, and Dylan, the Cold Slice. Ooh.
Welcome back to the Cold Slice podcast. This is not a no toppings episode. This is actually a toppings episode. Mm-hmm. As you guys have seen, we recently went to Tap Union, free house, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know that because I was always the one saying, let's go to Tap Union Free House. And everyone's like, stop saying Free House. Just say Tap Union.
Blake, you're a little sick today.
Oh, yeah. I got a little, not the vid. I don't have the vid. I tested negative for the vid.
Okay.
Still testing for that, huh?
I know. So close to my bachelor party, too.
Convenient.
Well, yeah.
It's good that I'm getting sick now, actually.
Is it?
That's true, but you can spread
We're
it
sitting
to
pretty
us.
Close. Yeah. I'm not even kidding. I did think about, I knew you were sick, and I thought about grabbing you a tiny table so you could sit way back in that corner over there just to stay safe out there.
I think it's good because if you do get sick, you'll get sick before your bachelor party.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe.
What happened for me is I got a really bad sore throat for a few days, and then now the sore throat's gone, and it's just a little bit of congestion. We're on the tail end of it. It's probably one more day, and then we're good.
So maybe you're not contagious anymore.
I don't know. I endangered some old people today, so.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I took the risk with them, so I can take the risk with you.
If the common cold takes them out, that's just God's plan.
It's all consent. I can wear a mask if you guys want. Like a bitch.
Like a bitch.
No.
You guys want me to go in a litter box too?
No. The whole, I don't want to really get into the COVID thing, but I will.
Just for you guys.
That's what I will.
Let's get immediately. Canceled. I was a super cautious COVID person, and I took a lot of heat for that.
Uh-huh. You had to, though, for your job. Like, I feel like you had to take it pretty seriously.
Yeah, but I think you got creative with taking it seriously, too. Yeah.
I was using you took it as an excuse.
Because you disappeared up to Seattle for 8 weeks at a time.
Yeah.
And then you would come down and be like...
For a year and a half.
I'm heading to a really populated city, so I'm trying to avoid this.
Yeah. But then you would come back down, and you would be like, hey, man, you want to get a beer? Like, it's been 2 months, and you're like... Ooh, if I do that, then I have to wait 3 days before I can go back to Seattle. That's why, just to be clear on why you were catching heat.
Yeah, it wasn't the COVID thing.
Yeah, no one's buying the victim.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Anthony's birthday that year, and he's like, are you coming out? I'm like, totally coming out, dude. And then I was like, who's all there? And then you mentioned some people. I was like, ooh, I don't know who's in their bubble, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
I do remember that.
How many times did we hear, I don't know who's in your bubble?
Yeah. I'm very glad that's gone.
Me too.
I was like, I don't even know my bubble.
No, dude. No.
I've come full circle. I'm an anti-vaxxer now.
There you go.
After getting vaxxed.
I'm not getting a fucking booster to save my life. No, I think I got one booster. I got the two shots and then a booster. And then I was like, nope.
Me too.
Fuck that.
Dude. I was like, if I need anything else, then that's just what's going to happen.
I think mine's just honestly out of pure laziness. I'm I got the one and then I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. I wish I could say it was out of laziness.
One to go to a Blazers game.
Yeah, that's right.
I wish I could say it was out of laziness for me, but it's on principle now. I'm just like, I don't, if I'm going to spend 2 days recovering from this fucking shot, just let me actually build up some immunity again.
Sure.
So I'll get heat in a different way from a different audience for saying that.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
Regardless.
I think our audience is all on the same page.
Probably.
As you.
Yeah. COVID still exists, guys. Just so you know.
Whoa! Now they're off your side now.
No. What I'm saying is, it never went away, and it never so. I don't know why we were so careful about it, anyways.
They never believed it was here.
Do you remember how weird that was, though? I mean, because it was obviously a huge. I feel like COVID made all of us fast forward through our lives. It felt forever. Yeah. And then all of a sudden we're like, wow.
Dude, we're like 27 now.
Yeah. I know.
I lost my prime years.
Dude, I looking back though, I look back on those times fondly. I really enjoyed. I didn't while I was in it, but looking back, I'm like, wow, that was such a great time for me. Cause I was like, it's acceptable to not leave my house anymore. You know?
You really could definitely dive into the antisocial nature.
Yeah. Oh, it was the best, dude. I was like, whoop. I can't go anywhere.
Like, I feel like that's almost like stuck with me now, though, where it's, I like,
mm-hmm. I think now it has for a lot of people.
I'm
like,
me too.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, I could go out, but, and also just getting older too. I'm like, dude, if anything's happening, my wife and I were just talking about this the other day too. We're like, if anything is happening after 8:30, like that's when it's starting, count me out. Count me out. Like I work too early. I don't want a headache the next morning, so I'm not going to drink and I'm not going to go to just sit there that late at night for no reason.
Agreed. That's too late to go out. It really is.
We just got invited recently and to like a get together with some friends, and it was going to start at 8:45.
No.
And I was like, you guys realize that like I'm in bed typically by at least 8:30.
Who are ages starting something at 8:45 like that?
You know, I don't know. People with, I guess, better energy than myself, or they work really late and they have different hours. I don't know. Because it's just like so completely...
That's
out of left
so alien.
I'm like, no, dude. I mean, I'm not going to be in bed right at 8:30, but I want to be
home
and probably like heading to or in bed and then like watch something on TV or do whatever it is that I want to do. That's not,
dude,
it's not being out.
I went to a, I went to like a barbecue recently, and it was like, it started at a normal time. It started at like maybe, actually it started at 5, and I mean, I blew through my beers, you know. It was there, the daylight was, the sun was shining. I was having a good time. We were playing.
Yeah, usually happens at barbecues.
Yeah.
You kind of forget you have to go back to the real world after it.
Yes. Yeah. So I blew through my beers, and I remember it being like 9 o'clock, and I was like frantic because I was like, I'm out of beer. I just want to be home. Mm. I'm already hammered. And I was like,
oh, 100%.
Yeah. I was like, babe, we got to go. I'm like, I can't. I don't want to be here anymore.
9 o'clock, 9:30 at night is tomorrow for me. I'm not hanging out with you till tomorrow.
I'm so sick of hanging out until like midnight. Mm-mm. I'm so fucking
your bachelor
over,
party.
Dude.
I'm already scared.
Yeah,
I
me
know,
too.
Like,
me
I,
too.
We're gonna have fun. We're gonna have the energy up, so it should be fine. You know, like I know it's gonna be like, woo, we're in another country. Let's go have a blast. But but I did think about it the other day with a little bit of cold sweat. I was like, oh my God, dude, we're going to be going out so at like 8 o'clock or something. I'm like, eesh, you know.
Throw me off schedule.
Yeah. my equilibrium is going to be all jacked up.
I've already made it clear. I'm like, if I decide to go back to the hotel room or whatever, do not come pick me up and like try to get me out there again. I'd said it to the one friend that, you know, is capable of that. And he was just like, we're going to be in a different country, dude. He's like, you're on your own. And I was like, that's the best news I've heard in 3 years from you, man.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm in bed and I'm just done, I'm like, just let me be
you
done.
You know, the day that he decides that he doesn't want to go out and do things late at night, though, is going to really suck for us. Because then it's going to be like, it's like a part of our adolescence has officially died off.
That's true. You know? Yeah.
Like, I don't like getting the, hey, we're at the bars at 10 o'clock night text, because then I'm like, dude, why are you making me come up with an excuse for why I'm not going? You know, and I'm not going to be a total dick and just be like, no, you know, as bad as I want to be like, just sing it. No, no way in hell. You know? But, oh man, no thanks.
No. Yeah, back to Tap Union real quick.
Yeah.
I feel weird.
we just were like, bye.
Yeah. So we went to Tap Union. Watch that video if you haven't already. It came out on Monday. But Tap Union is cool as fuck, man. You took me there like maybe 5 years ago or something, and I just wasn't super into it. But I also, I don't think I got anything to eat there, and I think I got the wrong beer for my taste. I was being like,
they're really cool. They have they have a huge variety, actually, if you consider like they also have a bottle room. So, I mean, that's fun in itself. I used to live, the reason I took Dylan there was because I used to live like basically right across the street, which was super dangerous.
Steps away,
Yeah, but it was awesome. I mean, without going on a million different tangents, their food's awesome. So, I mean, just do a killer job. I haven't found a sandwich on their menu that I don't like, actually, which is hard.
It's one of those things where, like, you find something, you stick with it. And that Italian grinder, I get it with, no pickled onions, no tomatoes. And it is the best sandwich I've had. Dude, I went there on lunch the other day.
Mm. Oh, did you? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they had just made the bread.
So
it was like warm and stuff. That it is like the best sandwich I've had in so fucking long.
and you take off the fun stuff too.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
Tomatoes, I like them on there. I can understand people, you know, taking them off. They don't. But not doing the pickled peppers that they offer is like sacrilegious,
I feel like. That's just like heartburn waiting to happen for me. Yeah. Yeah.
No. I mean, I love it with the, I put them on, and I try to put them on other sandwiches too. So
yeah, but
they have a lot of really good sandwiches. Pretty much a different, they have every sandwich I feel like you could probably think of with having like a still like reasonable menu to work through. You know, it's not like,
yeah,
it's like one page, it's got it all there, but it's got a different sandwich.
Yeah,
I don't know, variety. I don't know what I'm trying to say right now.
I appreciate a succinct menu. The place we went after my show.
I don't even know what that word means.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. I don't know what that word means either.
Oh, like efficient. Like, okay. Really condensed.
Nice. Sure. There you go. I was going to say that went way over my head.
Yeah, I didn't go to college there, buddy.
Sorry. My bad. I'll limit my vocabulary.
Dumb it down a little bit, Blake.
Yeah. But the place we went after my show called My Father's Place. Yeah. That menu was like six fucking pages.
It was, dude, but I loved it.
That place was like, so cool.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like I could definitely get old here and stay a degenerate.
Dude, if they let you smoke in there again, that would be, I don't even
that
smoke.
That place seems like,
I feel like home.
Like they may have just recently got rid of that.
Like, you know,
it screamed to me like somebody just probably went in last week and was pissed that they couldn't smoke in there anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's like they do stand-up comedy there, and I have wanted to do it for a long time. Yeah. I think they do a back where the arcades are and stuff, and they turn all that shit off so you can focus on the comics, which is cool. But I'm like, I want to do stand-up comedy there, so if I bomb, I can go like, you know, mysteriously sit in a booth and just like read a newspaper. I'm like,
yeah, read the menu, dude.
Cry into it. Yeah.
I was gonna say, just take the menu, it'll cover your whole body.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man,
come home smelling like whiskey. Yeah. And I don't even,
yeah, you're like, no, the waitress spilled her glass on me.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it was a super cool bar, actually, or restaurant, bar, whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is cool.
Opened super late too, which was nice because we came in as just full degenerates after Blake's concert.
It had to have been 1 o'clock, right?
We didn't leave till like
3:30.
Yeah,
something like that.
I was falling asleep in your brother's car. Yeah,
Brett was telling me all the funny stories you guys had on the. On the drive home.
Oh, really?
Someone was like, put on some fucking music. And Brett's like, okay. And then you're like, Toby Keith. And he's like, I broke up a band over this.
Yeah, he did say that. Yeah. He did.
It's like, we're not fucking listening to country.
That one still hurts, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I was just like, all right, Brett, never mind.
You just see me running next to the car. I knew it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were in the back of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think during that point, was I?
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, oh, he were.
He said, he was like, Anthony, he's like, yep. He
did. Okay, oh, actually
he's not,
yeah.
He's not kidding.
Yeah.
As you can tell, I wasn't in the greatest state of mind at that point.
None of us were, dude. I don't even think Brett had a drink.
No.
If he did, he had one Coors Light, maybe.
Yeah. He's pretty good about that.
I know.
Well.
That's why he stays so good looking.
He stays sober, except for like 2 times a year.
Yeah, like your birthday? Or somebody's birthday.
Yeah, he'll go hard like twice a year.
Yeah. It was your sister's birthday, and I was like the most fucked up I've ever seen him yet.
Yeah.
And, like, even then, I was like, that's a Tuesday, buddy. Like, yeah. But good for you. Like,
he's funny.
He is funny. Yeah. Yeah, what'd you think of,
Tap Union?
Yeah.
Yeah, loved it. That's one of my favorite sandwich places. Mm-hmm. I might even classify it as my favorite sandwich. I'm not going to stray from the Italian Grinder.
Nope, me neither.
I know that the other sandwiches are good because Anthony's had them, and I trust his mouth.
Okay.
Way to figure out the creepiest way to possibly say it.
All right, up the vocabulary.
Yeah. More words.
That mouth.
What that mouth do?
Yeah, so I know it's good, but I won't be straying from it.
No.
It's just that good. I get it with the whole gambit with the pickled peppers and everything.
You know, now that you've said it and you're like, I think it's my favorite sandwich place, I am going to agree with you. And I just had this conversation with Jaden maybe like 4 months ago or whatever. And I was like, what the hell ever happened to the deli? You know what I mean? Where you go in and you just get a sandwich and like, yeah, a bag of chips or whatever. And I was like, this place is that. Like, like way cooler. You can get a beer, obviously. Like,
I was gonna say, plus good beer. Yeah.
I mean, the ambiance is fucking cool as shit. Like, And it's like tucked away too. So it's like, you know, you're not going to get a million people. I have seen it fairly packed, but you're not going to get like a million people in there. So I'm like, I would say it's my favorite place because it's like a deli sort of.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to find anything better on the West Coast, I don't think.
Mm-mm. I mean, no, I don't think so.
I think deli is maybe the East Coast primarily.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know what, though? I finally went to, after finally, we moved recently out of downtown Vancouver, but after living there for, 2 years, like smack dab downtown, I never made it to this other sandwich shop that was like literally a block away, and it's called City Sandwich.
Yeah.
What?
And for your like more like deli style sandwiches, which I don't know if that's correct or not, but.
What's it next to?
It's one block up from like Penalties.
Oh.
It's like, honestly, it's kind of unassuming, and you would walk past it if you didn't know about it, probably, or like really looked at the sign, like, because I definitely walked past it a few times, and then I was like, I don't know if they're open when I was going by, but I popped in because a bunch of the guys at work eat their sandwiches all the time. Mm. They do a great job, and their sandwiches are huge, too.
Is this the place that, okay, maybe I'm wrong, but there is a place downtown that is or was a sandwich shop, and they have a robot that carts your food over?
Nope, I would have remembered that. No, just the two times I've been in there, I can't remember her name. It's been the same lady, but she's super sweet. She's like, I got you. And it's really cool. I mean, they take your order, they go in the back, they make your sandwiches, bring it out.
So are they on the other side of Slow Fox?
Other side of the street. I think Slow Fox is
kind
of like, close.
Like if Penalties is like right here and Slow Fox is right here facing Penalties, it's on the other side of it.
So yeah, like you can, it basically like backs up to where Penalties is. Like it's one street up north from Penalties.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Good spot. So check that spot out too.
It's I will.
But
it's good to know.
Tap Union's kind of like that. It's not really well labeled, I don't think, is it?
No. Oh,
they have a cool building though.
Yeah, they sure fucking do. Building.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I think that's going to change because that used to be a florist shop.
And they bought it out.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what they're going to do with it because they've had it. I feel like they're like remodeling in there and doing some things. So I think it's like an ongoing process, but something's going to happen there, which will be pretty cool. And like back to the bottle room too. I mean, that room back there is really sweet. They took that and basically it's like a walk-in pantry of everything you possibly want.
Totally.
You know?
Did it used to be like that and then it wasn't like that and it's returned to that?
I don't know if it ever used to be like that, but I know like prior to COVID is when, I think COVID is maybe what made them make the jump to open it up and have it bigger like that. Because originally, how I remember it was there was like the refrigerators for the beer, coolers, whatever, and like on both sides when you initially walk in through the entrance. So I used to go in there and put my little 6-pack or whatever, 4-pack of beer together. But then they opened that back room. They got like wine in there and champagne and, you know, a bunch of beer and stuff. It's really cool. So
yeah, it used to be you walk into the main room and that's where they had all the beer. So like where the tables and stuff are.
That's how I remember it. But I didn't, I thought I couldn't tell if that was recent.
I was going to say, honestly, I didn't notice it before. I wasn't super adventurous when I first used to go there. I would just go in and perch right up at the bar there.
Yeah.
Or just grab beer and then grab a sandwich to go or whatever and head out. But I hadn't even really gone upstairs for a while. But the upstairs is really cool too. I mean, it's got like a, I don't know, kind of a cool little street view, and it's got a bunch of mixed match chairs, which is kind of cool.
Kind of loungy.
Some couches, yeah.
Some good furniture.
Very cozy. Yeah, it's cool as shit. I really hope. Do you guys remember Boppin' Bo's?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude. You remember that? No?
It was like a 50s diner.
Yeah, it was a 50s diner, and it was located in next to the Target, next to the mall. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I mean, I know that
really
area.
Really good burgers.
But
great milkshakes.
Yeah. So
they were at the fair for a while.
They still are.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
Where do they not have a storefront?
At the fair, no, they don't have a storefront anymore.
So they just come to the fair? Are they a food truck? Or are they just at the fair?
Just at the fair.
Oh, damn.
I think.
I haven't been to the fair in years. Actually, the last time I was there was for the rodeo.
Like, that was 2 years ago, I think.
I think it was 3 years ago by now.
Oh, maybe you're right.
I don't know. I think that was the last time I went was for the rodeo too. It seems like every time which is not very often that I take a vacation, but like plan some sort of vacation, it's always the same time that the fair is going on. So I've missed it so many years in a row.
August.
Yeah. I'm like, well, it's time to go do whatever. And then it's the same week that the fair's going.
I try to go to the rodeo every year. That's a good time, dude. Mutton busting. If you don't know what that is for our, I think you guys know what it is, right?
It's like little kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? Yeah. For our listeners, if you don't know what mutton busting is, you take these kids and they're like maybe 4 to 6 or something like that.
And you rope them.
Yeah. And you catch them and you put them in your van. No, they just like a bull, they put them on the back of like a sheep. Mm-hmm. And then the kid has to hang on just like, you know, the rules for bull riding. And it is absolutely, it's my favorite sport ever. Like, I could
I wish I was young enough and my parents would have let me do that.
I wish they made bigger sheep so I could do it.
They do. It's called a bull, but it's a lot more intense.
It's mean.
Yeah.
Just witnessing concussion.
Those sheep are kind of mean, too. They haul ass as soon as the gates open or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're just gone.
They're not horned, are they? Are the sheep horned?
No, I don't think so. That would be weird if they were like, keep the horns on. Mm, yeah. Do sheep have horns?
I think so. Some of them.
No.
Goats have horns.
Goats?
I think sheep have horns.
Mm-hmm.
You're both like saying yes on that?
Is a ram a sheep?
No.
It's just a ram.
A ram is a ram.
Well, they have big horns.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
You're welcome.
They do. They sure do.
I think we're probably going to get a picture. Dylan's going to put up.
Fuck. I will put one up. We'll find out.
Well, I know goats have horns.
I think what sheep else have horns? I just envision a sheep, like a male sheep.
Yeah.
With horns.
No.
Curly.
No. You're thinking of a...
I have no idea. Honestly, now I feel like really dumb because I'm like...
Me too.
I feel like I should know, but...
We're going to clarify.
We're cutting this.
For the listeners, you're fucked. I don't know what to tell you, but anyone that's watching YouTube...
I think we're probably the only three dudes that don't know.
I think so. But for the YouTube watchers, we'll put it up here, but... Yeah, so what I was saying is I hope that they take that old florist shop because it's got a 50s storefront on it with the neon sign and the windows and stuff like that. I hope that Tap Union makes that a 50s kind of style storefront.
That'd be cool. They have everything going for them with the design and how old that building is in general. Like, it could look really cool.
Yeah. We do not need another modern, like, cozy, trendy.
I don't think
place.
They would do that. Well, I don't know, but I wouldn't think that they would do that with how the location's already set up.
I don't think so either.
I don't think that's really their style, but.
Yeah, I mean,
I have no idea.
I'm going to be excited either way, but I'm really hoping for like checkered floor booth, you know, kind of deals.
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
Yeah, that would be fucking tight. Yeah, I don't know.
Have you guys ever made a sandwich that yourself that you really liked?
Just out of sheer hunger, probably.
Yeah.
I've never made like a really good sandwich. Everyone I make, I'm like, something's half-assed here, and I can't figure out what it is. You know what I mean?
Me too. That's a good way to put it. No, if I make a sandwich at home, it's always like roast beef and like lettuce, and that's pretty much it.
Roast beef and lettuce.
And it sucks. I get sick of it like after the first sandwich.
Yeah, it's like maybe if I bought like higher quality ingredients to make the sandwiches, I would. But I always I think of it as like this will do in a pinch instead of like make it in an art, you know? Like I think if I bought like really good quality bread and like actually like meat that doesn't come
in like a Tupperware.
Yeah, Tupperware.
If you're using that as legitimate Tupperware, something is so fucking wrong with you. Like, you know what I mean? Like it comes in that snap-on, that's fucking
gross. You don't keep
gross.
It in there?
Yeah, I keep it in there, but like I don't.
You don't save it?
Yeah, if you save it.
Do you know people that save it? I've never saved it.
I'm positive that there are people out there. There's a reason that they made it like that, you know?
Maybe.
That's crazy to me. Anyway.
Oh, I was just thinking back to some sandwiches I made. I stole a sandwich idea from my brother and then I claimed it as my own. He gets really mad when I say it's my sandwich.
All right. We have a platform. He doesn't.
So it's like, you know the company Clima Sourdough Bread or Clima Sourdough Bakery?
No.
Anyways, there's a company called
Clima. He's like, well, moving on.
Clima Sourdough. So it's like these like artisan style pieces of bread. And I put balsamic vinegar and oil on the bread and then pesto and a little bit of mayonnaise. Or maybe not. You don't even need the mayonnaise. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Whatever you're feeling.
I'm sold already on this.
And then a little bit of turkey. You don't like turkey.
No. I can substitute, though.
And tomatoes. You don't like tomatoes.
He's like, the sandwich is getting, he's like, just give me an Uncrustable.
Yeah. You're losing me. Where's the peanut butter?
And then shredded lettuce and either Swiss or provolone, whatever you feel.
Okay.
But, and then I like
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
Sometimes I like to leave the lettuce and the tomato off and then broil it in the oven and then take it out and then put the
lettuce and the kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a baller move.
But I don't like warm vegetables, so I always make sure the vegetables are separate, then put them on right at the last.
Well, if you broiled it with the tomato and lettuce on there, I'd be
concerned.
Well, maybe the tomato would work, but maybe. The lettuce, I'd be so like, that seems like it just
works. Especially because I usually do shredded lettuce. It's good with iceberg, too.
You know what people sleep on? The panini press.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's if you want to like, if you want to have the best day, like the best lunch you mm-hmm. can have at home, get a fucking panini press.
Yeah. You know what that just reminded me of? It's not a panini at all, but my dad for Christmas, like 2 years ago, got Emmy and I this funny gift that we actually used the heck out of.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you've probably seen it online. I can't remember the name of it now, but I'll explain it. It's basically like a, it's like almost like, it reminds me of like a George Foreman grill,
okay.
But it's specifically built for like English muffin sandwiches.
Okay.
So like, that's, it's got like these multiple layers, right? And it all heats it. So it's like you crack the egg on the top and it's got a little cage that holds it in. So it comes out like a McDonald's style, like, you know,
like
little
disc.
Like, yeah. So you do that. And then you got like,
what?
Your cheese you put on at the end. You got the two buns that get toasted in the process. You get like English muffins, you know, you put them in there.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah,
dude.
And then you put your like sausage patty or whatever it is that you want to do, you know, on that as well. And then you just like pull the things out and it stacks it.
Dude, what the fuck?
And then you pull away this. Yeah, it's freaking sick.
Will you send, like, will you text that to me? Will you
get as soon as I get, yeah, I'll pull it up online or if I can find ours. We're still unpacking some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you it's somewhere around the house.
I'll try to Google it, but if I can't find it, I'm going to be hitting you up.
Dude, it's
I want one.
You got to be careful because, like, it is, I mean, you got to anticipate it's a mess a little
bit.
But, like, when it works and it's so killer.
Mm-hmm. I believe it, dude.
Yeah.
I do. Like, you can do that on the Blackstone, too, you know, obviously. But getting the egg to get, like that, I've used cookie cutters. I even have a specific thing for eggs, but it always leaks out the side, and like, I just can't.
Yeah,
fucking
it can.
Get it.
It. I think it has done that before, but there's been a few times, and I don't know what's been different, but it's worked and it stayed there. So I'll send it to you. I bet you there's something you got to do.
Yeah, you know how they get that? You know how they do that? Steam. They steam everything.
Oh yeah,
patties,
I'm sure,
the eggs.
I'm sure. Yeah.
And I'm like, that's
McDonald's.
Yeah. It's all fucking steamed. I mean, maybe not like a burger patty, but like I watched a thing on it and I was like, how do they do that? Because I'm like, every time I make one at home, it's good, but it's not that good. And it's like,
doesn't shoot right through me good.
No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I want this to go in as fast as it came out. That's funny.
I think you meant the other way.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You went like the human centipede route.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Not that way. Reverse it.
Oh, fuck.
You know where we went the other night? Actually, last night. So we had to go get Emmy's laptop fixed. So we went down to Portland to drop it off at the Mac store there.
Interesting.
Or Apple store or whatever.
It's a Mac.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like a laptop. I don't even know how you get into that damn thing.
But I do.
They kept it, so can't wait to see how much that's going to cost.
What was the problem with it?
They couldn't figure it out. It's like basically what's happening is it's overheating and then the screen's just turning off, but it is happening like weird times too.
Oh.
And she'll like have to, and she, I mean, she needs her laptop for work, so she's like having to like save everything, close it up because she can feel it getting hot and then it just crashes.
Needs
and then it
fan.
Won't. Yeah, it won't turn back on until the battery dies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so probably the fan, I'd imagine. But they, like, listened to it, and they thought they could hear it. And they're like, we're going to run a bunch of tests, and then could be software or something like that. I don't know. So
yeah, he's wasting a bunch of money. Should have came to old Dilly.
Yeah, I should have. I didn't. Honestly, I looked at it, and I was like, whatever you want to do. I don't know how to fix this. It's so skinny and small. I don't even know how to get into it.
Is it warranted?
No.
I know you're trying to tell a story,
no,
and I'm getting boring.
No,
but
it's not, I don't think, because she's had it for a long time. Yeah, I'm like, can't wait for the $350-something.
Yeah,
if even
you think
that.
It's like 2015 or later.
I don't know how old the laptop is.
Yeah,
surprised. At a certain point, they won't even work on it.
Yeah, she said she said that like when they got it, because they got it at Best Buy, Best Buy didn't know how to work on it, so they sent us to the Apple store or whatever.
Makes sense.
And then they held on to it, and I don't know. Long story short, I think her, like, they didn't pay for a warranty or something on it.
Oh.
And so it was only, or like what was there was only like 90 days, which I'm like, I feel like it's very rare for your computer to crap out on you in 90 days.
In 90 days, yeah, for sure.
You know, which is probably why that warranty exists.
Well, you guys should figure out, have them tell you what's wrong with it, and then instead of like paying the money,
yeah,
just bring it on by.
That's a good move, actually. If they, don't, hold it hostage now that they have it.
You can work on Macs. That's cool.
Hell yeah, brother. Computer's a computer.
Well, that's good to know. Anyways, though, what I was getting at is when we were down there, I had an eventful night. So literally as I'm pulling into the, like going across the intersection to pull into one of the parking garages, this homeless guy, or I'm assuming he was
houseless.
Homeless.
Get it right.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Houseless. We were in Portland, so houseless. My apologies.
Don't give a shit about
had like half of a shirt on and was walking across the sidewalk and then made eye contact with me. I have a green light. It's fully green. Yeah. I'm going, and he starts sprinting. Oh, he's like 15 feet from the corner. And I'm like, dude, I'm going. I'm not stopping for you. Yeah. And he starts running, and then he jumps out into the street and spits all over the side of our car.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, oh, okay, now we got to go park somewhere. And I'm like, pull up to a red light right after that. So I'm looking behind me, like trying to figure out if this guy's running up on us or not.
If I Am Legend just started happening.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Wow, that was quick, and they are fast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but no, so that happened, and then, like, we dropped the laptop off. We're like, we got to go get food somewhere, right?
Yeah.
And I really wanted to try, because she's gone to this, like, these, I think we went to the wrong one is what she was telling me, but there's, like, oyster bars all around in that area. We were in, what, Pioneer Square?
Uh-huh. That whole Yamhill Street area just sucks.
Yeah,
dude, it's so weird, because honestly, I don't know anything about, like, safe areas of Portland and not safe, but, like, I was like, there seems like there's some decently high-end stores around here, and there's people were walking around everywhere.
Yeah.
But then it's like you looked a little closer, really, and you're like, wait a second. Like,
none of you have homes.
Yeah, for every like two normal people walking on the street, there was one trailing them with you know, a slight hunch and a weird look in his eyes.
But, you really can't cross the bridge. You can come over the Jansen Beach, that bridge, but you can't go over that like I-5 to downtown Portland bridge anymore. Well, you just can't.
Yeah, so it was scary, because then when we parked the spot, because we went to, long story short, what I was trying to get out was the place that we went to was really, really good. Mm. It's called, I think it's like famous for a seafood spot. It's Jake's.
Bar and Grill?
No, not that one. It's literally right next to Al's Den, where we were for your birthday a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Jake's Crawfish or something. Jake
the
Alligator Seafood
Man.
And Crawfish, I think is what it's called.
Hmm. Yeah.
Phenomenal.
It's right across the street?
Yeah, literally right across the street.
Yeah.
But dude, it was a super cool like building in general, you know, as most Portland areas are. But
sure.
Their food was killer.
Mm. What'd you get?
I had the crawfish, and I just learned this word yesterday too, etouffee. Yeah.
Etouffee.
Well, I was reading it, and I was like, a toffee. You know, just like as bad as you could possibly butcher it.
Nancy
what
scalps.
And of course, like, you know, the server was great, but also like really knew his shit, you know?
I love that.
So he's like just running through the list. He's like, you want this? And so we got some oysters, because that's where I wanted to go, was get the oysters on the half shell or whatever.
Yep.
So we did that, and we had like these really good crab cakes that they had too, and then went for the main course, and I was like, I want this crawfish a toffee or whatever. I was like, I don't think I said that right. He's like, no. And then he like ran me through it, like did the whole spiel, and I was like, okay, thanks.
The Latin root.
And he's like, look, you're embarrassing me in front of my wife. Just bring me the toffee, like I asked.
You still sent him a $5 for a tip.
That would be baller if servers just repeated it back to you the way you said it.
It is a power move. I worked for Winco at one point, and I worked in the bulk food section, and what is the name of it? I think I'm going to fuck it up again. Is it, God, it's one that like really fucks me up. It's not couscous. I'll have to think about it. Let me think about it. But I said it to this lady, and I said it like it's spelled, right? I said it phonetically. And she was like, she literally laughed. She was like, ha, ha, ha. No, it's this. And I was like, bitch.
You know the one I messed up? Like right when Emmy first started when we first started dating, we went shopping, so we were gonna do this dinner or whatever. And I was looking around, I was like, what is this jicama?
Oh yeah.
Or jicama or something like that. I was like, I've never heard of that. And she's like, jicama? I was like,
is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was jicama. Like, oh.
What the fuck?
And I was like, yeah, that is what I was trying to say.
It starts with a J, right?
Yeah.
So it must be some sort of Spanish. Or-
yeah. Yeah. I, you know, that's, I was looking at, we were looking for our bachelor, or our honeymoon, right? And so we're looking at these different Mexican cities and whatnot. And we get to this one, and I know I'm saying it wrong, but for the life of me, I don't know how to say it. And I can't even think of it now. You guys will know. But it's, phonetically, it's spelled Oaxaca.
I know.
It's Oaxaca.
I was gonna say
I'm fucking retarded.
Did you take Spanish class at all though?
Oh, okay. I took German.
Yeah, that's why.
Oaxaca. I was like Oaxaca, and she's like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "Do
she's
you
like,
still want to get married?"
Go there.
Yeah.
That'll
dude.
Be cool. That'll be a fun spot. I've never been to Mexico myself.
Nah, we're not. We're not going there.
Oh, you're not? Oh, I heard it was somebody that I work with just came back from there, and they said it was an awesome time.
I hear it's good too. I mean. But I also, like, I just learned, I'm not even kidding, I just learned like 2 years ago, San Francisco is not an island. I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Wow.
I knew that the Golden Gate Bridge went to what looked like an island.
Okay.
And so I was like, San Francisco is an island, dude.
Yeah.
And it's just really hilly. That's what I knew. And I was like, California has two islands. Alcatraz, San Francisco. And like, oh God, dude. I remember like, I was Googling.
Like they're both equally hard to survive in.
Sheeps don't have horns.
Sheeps don't have horns.
God forbid you don't have a car and you have to go up those hills. I couldn't imagine.
Oh God.
And then pay for things there.
Dude, those hills are intense.
I've never been, obviously.
They're steeper than Seattle Hills, I think.
Really?
Well, I think they're like famous for that. I mean, like in the skate community, they have like their whole own skate community that's just like bombs hills.
Yeah, like the Goofy movie.
Is like, that has to be, I see some of those videos, it's the gnarliest stuff I've ever seen. I'm like, there's no, you couldn't pay me enough money for the amount of days I would spend in the hospital after, because I'm getting hit by a few cars. Probably. Yeah. I'm playing like bumpers
on
the way
down. There's no way to slow
down. You're hitting cars for sure.
Yeah, and thank God I do, because if I didn't, there's no way I'm stopping.
I get the speed wobbles at like two pushes in on a skateboard. No fucking way am I going to do that.
Like, dude, they're flying, and then they get the speed wobbles like at the base of the hill, and they're like going like this just to go down another hill. Oh, like, you guys are freaking
nuts. Are they skating
or
longboarding?
Skating.
Oh, fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure that there's people that longboard too, but honestly, I think you would go so ridiculously fast on a longboard that sounds like an absolute death sentence. I mean, on a skateboard, it seems like a death sentence.
Unless you had sliding gloves.
And a helmet and like road gear and stuff like that. Like how they do those downhill bombs on like the big longboards or whatever.
I'd
do it on one of those electric ones because you have that brake option. I just ride the brake out
until you start
it explodes.
Until you start going too fast and then like you hit that brake and you panic and then you're like.
I just probably wouldn't let go of it. I'd hold that fucker and drag my foot.
Mm-hmm. I'd feel nervous on a bike. In fact.
Dude. Can you imagine if your brakes went out? You're just like, oh, I'm fucked.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You can't bail out, really. Like, I don't know. That happened to me on Whistler. So
a mountain bike?
Yeah, when we go to Whistler, I'm not going to do this, but you guys definitely can. They have downhill mountain biking down that main run there.
It might be too snowy right now.
Oh, you're probably right. Yeah, you're probably right. Well, if it's not, they have that. And I started freaking out because I was going too fast. And I was in a forested, like, kind of trail part with divots and stuff like that. I was having a good time. And then I started going a little bit too quick and I, like, grabbed my brakes like that.
Those are sensitive.
But yeah, dude, I fucking went right over. It was like a demo bike and, like, this whole thing.
You can get away with it on the rear brake, but front brake, those things are so touchy.
Yes, for sure. How did we get here?
I don't even know what we talked about.
Me neither. San Francisco is not an island.
we learned that today.
Yeah. No, we were talking about oysters.
You don't like oysters, right?
No.
Yeah, I don't know how we got. But anyways, at that spot, though, check it out. super cool, like park close and go eat there. I mean, that whole area is really cool. That McMinimum's was sweet.
Yeah.
Blake's played there a few times.
Mm-hmm.
They got it's a really, that place is honestly, that building's really, really cool too.
It's like a triangle.
Yeah. It's a cool shape in general. You're kind of like, how do you people fit in here? And then you realize it's like,
basement.
Yeah.
What do they call that? The Ironworks building in New York, I think is what it's modeled after.
Oh, really?
Cool.
Uh-huh. Mm. You know, it's like an iconic, like, triangle. Yeah. So that's all we got for this episode, gang. Thanks for tuning in. Please check out our Patreon. There is, by the time this gets posted, there will be more stand-up comedy posted there. You can buy a sticker for $3, I think we decided. I'm pretty sure. And then stay tuned for another episode next week. Thanks, guys.